On this Wednesday, we're joined by Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated to take a look at the weather forecast. Let's start with the weather right here in the Midwest for corn and soybean harvest. What do you think conditions will be like?
Well, I think it's going to be an all right environment for harvesting across the heart of the Midwest as we go forward through this next 10 days to 2 weeks. Now, with that said, there's a couple of disturbances that are going to pass through the region, and as usual, they will have a temporary disruption to farming activity. But as far as the bigger storm systems is concerned, there's not a lot of that. We have one system coming across the eastern Midwest in the Delta and Tennessee River Basin area tomorrow night going into Saturday morning. And that system will be fairly significant. So Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky areas down into Tennessee and Mississippi and Alabama will all see probably 1 to 3 inches of rain, some 4-inch-plus amounts possible as you get down into the Tennessee Basin. So that'll probably be the biggest disruption. But the rest of the Midwest just gets a couple of weak little systems coming and going, not likely to set back the soil conditions in a major way. Now, with that said, of course, we do have a lot of cold air that's coming up for next week. And some of that cold is already going to be present as we get into the second half of the weekend in the northern plains. It won't take long to overtake the entire country east of the Rocky Mountains, and that cold will be with us all week next week. And so drying rates are going to be sluggish, to say the least, and so that might be a little bit of an issue. But for the upper parts of the Midwest and northern plains, we might just freeze up the ground hard enough that some of these soggy fields might actually be workable.
You turn your attention to South America, where in parts of that country, because it's so big, parts of Brazil should have started planting soybeans about a month ago. They were delayed as they were waiting for some rainfall. How are things going there?
Well, it's still a slow go, but we have had some better shower activity in the past week, and so the topsoil is improving in western and southern parts of the country. And as we go forward through this next several-day period, there will be more showers and thunderstorms, mostly occurring in the north and central parts of the production region. And then next week, we'll see more rain in the south. Now, with all that said, we have to be real careful because there is a region that's going to be relatively too dry for crops to develop in a long term without more moisture. And that area includes Mato Grosso do Sul and neighboring areas of northern Paraná and parts of western Sao Paulo, as well as parts of Bolivia. All that area there, they'll get some shower activity over the next 2 weeks, but it is going to be much lighter than normal, and the temperatures will be warmer than normal as well. So we will see a net loss in soil moisture in some of those areas and a rising level of concern about crop emergence and establishment in that area.
About in Argentina?
Argentina is still struggling with dryness in the west, although Cordoba, central parts of Cordoba, which is one of the more important producing provinces in the country, did get some significant rain this week. Some 1 to 3 inch amounts occurred in a small part of that province. And certainly the topsoil moisture situation is much better than it was, and so we are expecting to see more aggressive field work and better crop development to occur in that particular area. However, the rest of western Argentina still needs a good soaking rain like that on a more frequent basis. And we're going to see some erratic rains there, just like in Brazil, but I think there is going to be an ongoing concern about dryness in that region.